Welcome to the Women Leaders Association podcast, where we believe we go further, faster, and have more fun when we go together. Be sure to tune in each week to hear an empowering message from the world's top women executives, trailblazers, entrepreneurs, and all-around fierce female leaders. I'm your host, Julianne Kirkland, and I will be taking you on a deep dive of each message to equip you with the principles, strategies, and tools you need to start crushing your goals, increasing your impact, creating work-life harmony. And did I mention have more fun? Because when you love what you do it better. The Women Leaders Association is the world's largest women executives association with over 30,000 women in executive and leadership positions who are committed to the development and advancement of women in the corporate arena. If you would like to get involved in a Women Leaders Association chapter, would enjoy daily podcasts, or you desire to become a part of the Women's Mastermind group near you, simply go to womenleaderspodcast.com. Now let's tune in for this incredible message.
On today's episode, hear from Wendy Dalpez. As a career ownership coach, she helps others find sufficiency through business ownership. Welcome, Wendy. Hey, welcome back to the Women Leaders Podcast. I am so excited Wendy is with us today. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, and for those of you who are new, I'll explain my voice in a minute. But if you were hanging around last summer, you know that I coach my kids' summer league swim team, and we had a swim meet recently, and my voice is very strained because of it. But I was so excited to talk to Wendy today. So we are here and we're doing it. You know, I bring it to you authentic and real and raw. And so Wendy is excited to be here. We're excited she's here. Let's dive in. So Wendy, the Entrepreneur Source, talk about how you got that, what you're helping women with, all of those good things.
So I am a career ownership coach with the Entrepreneur Source. I'm a franchise business owner. It's a franchise. And I was lucky enough to meet a coach a little over 12 years ago who helped me look at my career from a different standpoint and decide to do something for myself. I had spent 25 years in the newspaper industry, so it was daunting to look at making that leap from a W-2 employee to doing something for myself. But I could say after 12 years, I've never looked back. It's the best thing I could ever do. And now I get to do that and help other people and women take that step and do something great.
I love that. And, you know, I feel like this conversation happens so frequently, just in the space, right, where we have these women, especially in this day and age where things change on a dime. You know, one day you're going to work, the next day you're not. And so, you know, I'm sure you get inundated with a lot of that scarcity mentality, like, oh no, I've lost everything that I know how to do. What do I do now? How do I get going? I don't even know who I am anymore, right? Like it seems like everything comes crashing down when all of a sudden there's a drastic change, like a career change, especially if it's one that you hadn't intended on. So how do you help women navigate that?
Well, you don't lose your skills. You don't, you may lose a job, which you could lose at any time. People talk about risk in business ownership, but there's a risk with a W-2. You are not in control at all of what that company or boss may do. So your business ownership is really mitigating your risks. And that's what we talk about is let's look at who you are, what you've accomplished. You've accomplished probably a lot in your career. And really, what is your goal? What do you need your next career move to do for you? Let's focus on that and help you look at opportunities that can fulfill you and have the potential of hitting those goals versus you being, you know, at risk of losing your job, being laid off, restructured, underemployed, which is what happens in the W-2 world all the time. So I think it's about education, it's about learning, and it's about having somebody that can help you look at what your skill set is from the outside. I had worked my whole career as a newspaper salesperson. I delivered papers, I wrote headlines, I sold advertising. I didn't know what that could transfer to. And my coach really helped me take a look at all of that. She built my self-esteem and said to me, other people have hired you to run their businesses. Why won't you hire yourself? Where all of a sudden the light went off and I went, that's what I got to do. Yeah. And then I said, so tell me about what you do. That's what I want to do. I want to help other people. And so it just takes some time, you know, learn what's out there and, you know, let that fear be there because I think it drives us. but let's figure out what it is and get you the answers to what you need so that you can move forward.
Yeah, that's so good. And what about for the women and men maybe who have been at home, right? Raising a family, and they kind of have set their career to the side while they've, been in the home, and now is the time that they're like, okay, well, my kids are in high school. I'm ready to get back in it. Ah, how do I translate these skills that I have, right? Because I'm sorry, but if you've been running your home, you've got some mad organizational skills. You've got mad time management. And so how do you help them to transfer those skills that they've acquired in running a home to being a business owner?
Running a home and raising children is absolutely no joke. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into it. It's planning, it's organizing, it's conflict resolution. I mean, there's so many different things. So when you break that down and you think about, well, what did I really enjoy about all of that? What didn't I enjoy? What will fulfill me? And really, what's important, everybody will name income. Income's important. That's easy to name, but what lifestyle things are important to you? You don't just go from managing your whole house to adding something, to it and give up all the lifestyle things that you enjoy, like being there for your kids and all those things. So, name those things. What income goals do you have? What lifestyle goals do you have? What wealth, equity, what are you building for the future? How do you want that all to look? And then take the special skills. Running a household, there's a lot that goes into it. So, what did you like? You bring so much forward. What could you do for yourself? Or, what can make you marketable in the job marketplace? And take a look at, all your options and opportunities. So I think just sitting down and looking at what your skill set is and really what you want to do with each day is going to really help drive the decisions you make for your career.
Oh, that's so important. And what are either something that you faced personally in this transition for yourself or, some of your clients, what's been kind of a common thread of that, whether it's imposter syndrome. I was like, what's the word I'm looking for? That seems to be kind of a common one, right? Well, everybody's already doing this. I can't, there's a coach for everything. Nobody's going to want to hire me. Like, what are some of those almost inherent stumbling blocks that you see your clients go through when they decide, like, yes, okay, I'm ready to become an entrepreneur. I'm ready to go in business for myself. Ah.
I think, the risk, the financial risk is always something that's really scary for everybody. But again, like what we said before, there's still a financial risk with the job. You could just be cut off in a day and not be planning for it. You have more control with the business. So I think it's the education and learning you do before. I work with franchises, and there's a lot of validation you can do with other owners and to really get a good understanding of how the plan works and what you can expect, so that you can go out and make it happen. So I always tell people, I want to know that you know what it takes to be successful and that you can't wait to get up and go do that tomorrow. And if that's there, then there's not as much risk because you've done your homework, you've validated, and you've learned, and you're ready to go. When that's there, it's helpful. And imposter syndrome, I felt that at first. I know I can do this. I go to training, and then it's like drinking from a fire hose, and you get back, and I'm supposed to coach people. Who am I to be able, to do that? And I think you follow the system, you get the help that you need, you are coachable. After 12 years, I'm still coachable. I'm still asking questions and really trying to figure out the best ways to coach people and help them. I think that makes you genuine. And,
Yes.
I could say I feel like I'm a very good coach now. And I could look back and maybe where I stumbled, 12 years ago, and I can forgive myself for that and think, you know what? Wow, look at how far you've come. Look at how much you've learned, and look at how much you still have to go. And I think that's what business ownership has done for me and coaching.
Yeah, and it's all part of your story. It's all part of how you are going to grow and connect with people. I think it's so interesting how we tend to go through things that eventually we're going to help our clients with or our customers with, right? We tend to be able to help that older version of ourselves really, really well because we can speak directly into that pain. We know all those thoughts that they're having. We know those emotions that come with that. And we know, hey, this works. You know, taking step one, two, three, that works. You might fall a little bit after step two, right? You might get a little, you might do a little stumble, but know that if you do step three, then this is going to happen. And being that relatable and, you know, sometimes we see these people who are celebrities or, you know, these high profile people, right? And we're like, oh, we just want to know exactly what they did. And that's great. And they have written books and we can see exactly what they did, but they are at such a higher level right now. It's hard to relate back to where you might currently be. So to have a coach that is not super famous and has 5,000 people working under them, you know, where they're just kind of just the brand that you're working under, right? You don't have that relationship with somebody. And I love how you say that you really get to know that person so that they are living authentically into themselves, right? That they are passionate about what they're waking up to do every day. It's fascinating to me how many people end up getting fired from a job that they hated anyway and are still terrified to invest in themselves, you know?
I spoke with a gentleman yesterday, and he's 18 years in the same industry. And he says, I've never been fulfilled. I've never been happy. I get a good paycheck, but I'm not happy. And when we talked about, you know, what made him happy, it had nothing to do with his career and the things that he likes to do. He can have a great business or go in another direction, but, you know, they call it the golden handcuffs. You know, you get paid really well. And you know, you stay because you get a good paycheck and it supports your family, but you're really unhappy and you're not growing, and you know, you just are going through the motions. I also call it you quit and stay, you know. That's not never it's never a good place to be. You don't come
Right.
home to your family in a good place, and you're just not living to your potential. And who wants to do that, you know? And it's hard for people to make that switch. I know my family, you know, my biggest support, my mom and my sister told me I was irresponsible for, you know, leaving a good job. And I thought, no, this is a really good career move. I've done my homework. And after I made the switch and I started to see success, they both said, we're proud of you. But I would have never taken that risk. I would have been too afraid. And I just think life's too short. You know, there's too many things out there to see and do and participate in. And why do something every day that leaves you unhappy?
That's right. And you're not, again, you're not showing up as your true self. You're putting on a mask every single day. And a lot of times it is hard to take off that mask when you come back home, right? Because that begins to become a part of how you think and do. And you're not, again, fully expressing who you are and how you want to show up in this world. And so it's amazing to me when you talk to people about, okay, yes, you know, what's the kind of money you want to make? Okay, great. What do you want to do with that money? Like, why? Why does it have to be $200,000 a year? Like, what is the goal with that? What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to buy a house. Well, I'm going to, okay. And what are you going to do in that house? You know, like helping them break down. I'm going to have a really big car. What are you going to do in your really big car? Right? Because if you're going to work and you want to have all of these things, but you don't have the life established to enjoy the things, what's the point of the things? Right. And so breaking it down in that way.
You know, it's funny. This last year, we bought what I consider our dream home. It's multi-generational living. I have an older son that's got an illness that lives with us, and he's in the top floor. My husband and I have the middle floor, and downstairs, we have an apartment where my stepson, his wife, and two grandchildren live. And you know, it's something we've always wanted. And I always say we're at home enjoying our mortgage. You know, we've got a great yard. You know, we have family time together. That's why this home was so important, you know, to me. It wasn't a status thing or anything like that. It's just, you know, it's our place. It's where
Yeah.
we live our life, and we love it. And I think you're right. You know, it's great to have those goals, and I think you can obtain any of them, but you have to think beyond that and really what that's going to do for you. What's your why? I think people need to start with what's your why? Why do you do what you do? Why do you want those things? Why do you want to do those things? I think is important.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, it's working with a coach like yourself to really help you suss that out, because up in our head is the worst place to be. It's the worst place to find any kind of resolution, right? We have to be able to get it out, really work through it. I'm such a visual learner that I love to journal, I love to dump, I love to draw maps and colors and all of that to really help me see more clearly what's going on up in my head, you know, and to be able to work with a coach like yourself. I mean, that's such an incredible resource, and that investment is worth every single penny. And so, how would somebody even approach you to work with you? How does that relationship start?
So, I'm a free resource to people, and it's an investment of time. And, they can reach out to me, by phone, by email, on LinkedIn. Probably LinkedIn is where I meet most people, and set up a call, and let's just start learning about you. We work through what does you 2.0 need to look like, and really talk about goals and really come up with kind of your own personal vision statement about what you need in your life, personally and professionally. I think it's really important to tie those two things together. And then we kind of work through, the process from there. And, my business helps them learn about business ownership opportunities. But if that's not the right resource, we'll figure that out too, and I'll help them find the right resource. So, I think that's a great way for us to work together. And I do everything on, video chat. So I really get a chance to get to know people and what their goals are and help them.
I love that. I love that. So, when you open your like one last piece of advice for the woman who's listening right now, and she's like, okay, I believe this is time. I'm gonna do it. Like, what is her step one?
Step one, reach out to me or another career ownership coach and start telling them what your dreams are. They'll help you learn about possibilities and options, but tell them what your dreams are. Really think about what I want my life to look like, not what it has to look like, not what you feel you have to do, but really, if you could do anything, what is that going to be? And let's work from there. Let's work from there and figure out what your vision statement is and help point you in the right direction.
I love that. And for those who are listening that are the like big dreamers, right? When somebody, like if somebody were to come to me and say, like, what is your wildest dream of life for yourself? Like I can go really big, Wendy. So, do you encourage that? Do you want to hear all those really big dreams? I think there is so many people that are afraid to speak that out because they don't feel like it is actually possible for themselves. So, where do you stand in helping somebody navigate that?
I say, let's put it all on the table. Give me what those big dreams are. I worked with a woman a few years ago, and she started with a little small business that she has blown up. Her dream was to travel all the time, was to take her family on big trips. And I saw online that she took her staff on an African safari, and she's just doing great. And she was a pastor's wife. And she had done a small catering business, and she is doing a surface business that fixes surfaces and is just living her best life. So I do think it's possible. I feel like I'm living my best life. I don't need to make millions, but I do really well. And, I'm providing for my family in a way that makes me feel amazing. And that's what I wanted. So, and I drive a cool car, so I have no complaints.
But she enjoys it and she drives it.
Yeah.
I love that, Wendy. I love that. Okay, so what is your LinkedIn handle? We'll be sure to drop that in the notes as well.
Yep. You can find me at eSource Coach, Wendy Delpez, eSource Coach. And if I can be of any help, just message me and I will be happy to talk to anybody. I love talking about possibilities, options, and dreams.
I love it. I love it. Wendy, thank you so much for your time today. And remember, if you are looking for more stories just like this, be sure to head to womenleaderspodcast.com.